At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, man, I got to tell you, I turned on this because when it all went down, I was so upset and so mad about the way it happened. And I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. I got asked today again about where we are as Falcon Nation on Kirk Cousins. And I said, look, they're varying opinions. I can't answer for everybody. I'm still upset about it, but I've moved on. But the reality for me now is we've got the best backup quarterback situation in the NFL. And so when you say financially, would it be beneficial for the Falcons to trade Kirk Cousins? We're still waiting, right? Nobody's hoping for injury, but that's really what this is about. You're kind of hoping that somebody gets injured and Cousins and a door opens. But Mike, watching Easton Stick and Emory Jones, how comfortable are you, God forbid, if something was to happen and we had to go with the backup for just a couple of weeks? Not even saying he's going to be out the whole season. How comfortable are you?
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with it. And, you know, we talked about this because, you know, apparently, according to witnesses, Kirk was mean mugging, okay, probably me more than you, but us. And, you know, I just didn't like the way he handled the Super Bowl week. We've already covered this. It's been done and said. You know, if you're injured, you get to a point eventually where, again, no star athlete's going to take himself out of the game. You're going to need the coach to come and get you if your arm's a bloody stump out there. But I think you get to the point where you're hurting the team, and now the team has lost its way, and you're to blame. So that's on you. It's on Rod, too, but it's on Kirk. Then to turn around and then all of a sudden have this sort of, no, let's have a reclamation media tour during the Super Bowl weekend and say how banged up I was, and I couldn't throw. To me, that's disingenuous. So I thought that was jive. I said, "That's you're being a liar," and that's why I have a beef with it. But I'm with you. He's still the best backup quarterback playing today in the NFL.
He is.
And a guy in Michael Penix Jr., who we don't talk about it because we don't think about it, who's had knee injuries. I don't want to even think about that prospect. It's not a bad idea. So if nobody gets a star player hurt at the quarterback position, then he is our backup. Because we've seen now, we've gotten through the lion's share of camp, and there's no stress. There's no bad juju, and Kirk's in there doing work and keeping his head down. So I'm cool with it. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
I stand on what I said about the Super Bowl. I still think that was job.
Oh, no. It doesn't change my opinion about how I felt about the situation.
Right.
But where we are right now, I don't know if anybody has a better situation than we do in the NFL when you talk about, okay, I got to go to that guy, and I need to win games. Because here's the reality. The team is still built to win,
right?
Regardless if it's Penix or somebody else. So if Penix has to miss a few weeks, and we're just being hypothetical here, you're telling me I got to turn to Kirk Cousins? One, he's motivated, Mike. Two, he wants to show everybody what he said last year, which was, I haven't forgotten how to play quarterback. Okay, show us.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Look, okay, show us.
And again, I don't even want to speak these words because if there was, heaven forbid, an injury,
yeah,
that Cousins could come in and do it, you know he could step in, and I think at this point we're all of the opinion he looks, light years ahead of where he was at this time last camp because he was still not a full year removed from his Achilles injury, which we now know takes forever to get you back to normal. So he looks better. Now, it's hard to get a gauge of it because he's playing behind a bad offensive line and he doesn't have all the talent that the first team has at wide receiver, but he's still able to deliver the football. Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
And then, don't you put that
not evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's why I'm not even going to speak it. I'm not going to say it. But, yeah. Now, if somebody else, pick your team. You know, if the Rams get some bad news on Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay and Les Snead come a-calling, maybe now you feel, maybe you play a little more hardball on what you're offering. Maybe you say, give me a third-round pick. You know, pay $10 million in this. Maybe more than you would have a few months ago. How about that?
Has your opinion changed? 404-726-0929. Are you now where we are? Are you still like, get him out of here? 404-726-0929. I'm just telling you, Easton Stick hadn't played bad. As a matter of fact, in that first preseason game, if it wasn't cut short,
right?
Both of these guys played fairly well. But to Mike's point, and we joke about this, a lot of guys you saw and will see in the next week or two won't be in the league. So when you're telling me they're throwing the ball around and it looks good and it's basic stuff, okay, how do you really evaluate? The way you evaluate is at practice. Well, guess what we've seen at practice? Penix, Cousins. Cousins, Penix. I am not watching Easton Stick and Emory Jones. So if you're telling me, hey, man, I'm cool with that, I'm not. I'm not. I want to make sure that this team continues to win. And the reason why we were all confident last year when Cousins was ailing and the interceptions and Mike's going, get him out of here. Man, we gotta put Penix in the game. You felt comfortable because we drafted him so high that you thought he was going to come in and play like a Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So now the roles have reversed, and you've got a 13-year vet who knows the ropes of the NFL who's just sitting there and he's antsy to play again. And I don't hope he gets his shot. I hope Penix plays the entire season. But you always got to think about the worst case, man. And last year, nobody in their right mind, Mike, thought that the situation for our Falcons would play out the way it did. We're just saying, right. I'm fine with Cousins being our backup.
Yeah, as we said, there's been nothing about it. And I think, look, if nothing, now I don't know how.
And stop mean mugging people, Kurt.
And I don't know. It's funny. I was talking to our big boss, Big Rick. Today, and he was asking me how was camp, and I was joking with him about, you know, Cousins. I said, yeah, he's kind of mean mugging us, apparently. And
well, I saw him.
And I told Rick, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, my two cents worth, he's like a naive narcissist.
Mm.
All great athletes have it, that alpha thing that Tom Brady, like even now, Tom Brady's like, who the quarterback I see the most of me in? It would probably be Patrick Mahomes because he pees excellence, like I did, you know. But in the case of Cousins, I don't think it's like he is intentionally trying to hurt someone's feelings or anything, but there is a degree, I think, of self-interest, self-preservation. That's human nature for all star athletes, but he does it in a nice way, you know, in those going to Kohl's, in those comfortable pants, you know, eating his chicken fingers. But at the end of the day, you're still kind of a jerk when you did what you did at the Super Bowl.
He makes it hard to want to dislike him because of the way that he does it.
Right.
Right. He's not brash in
right.
it. But that's the part about this. And by the way, the stuff that you're talking about makes him an everyday guy.
Correct.
He's filthy rich, but he acts like an everyday guy. And that's another reason why it's hard to dislike him. Wait a minute. He goes the same place I get my hair cut? That's the kind of stuff we talk about. Kevin the limo driver is calling D&B for the first time. That's
hey,
Hudson Bell.
Man.
Kevin the limo driver. What's going on? Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? I usually call Dylan on the hometown check at 5 a.m. because I'm always at the butt crack of dawn picking up people. But I'm going to keep this simple. Like The Rock says, it doesn't matter what we think. The Falcons are going to keep both quarterbacks because guess what? Terry Fontenot and Raheem want to keep their job. So if Michael Penix struggles early, they will put Kurt in because their butts are on the line. So it doesn't matter.
Mm.
I'll listen.
All right, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man, again, that's one thing, and this is where I do think that the die is cast. This is Penix's job, and he would have to have a colossal flop, but I don't see that happening. With the weapons we've got, you know, with the things we've seen in practice, it's hard. Now, again, Darnell Mooney being out is still a big, big question mark for this team. You know, you can't just write that off. But, yeah, you've got a hell of an insurance policy. Arthur Blank wanted Cousins. Nobody wants to claim it. Just like, who wanted Deshaun Watson? It came from upstairs. He'll always tell us, Carl, Mike, I love you. I'm not a meddler. He's a meddler.
Yeah.
But here we are. So we do have that insurance policy. So I'm with the limo driver, our man. Hey, go for it. Let's roll.
I need a ride to the airport. Did we get the brother's number? 404-726-0929. He said he's always picking people up early, so he's listening early, man. We appreciate you listening to 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to Jock in Fayetteville. Jock, man, what do you think? Are you happy with Cousins being our backup?
Man, I'm happy with it. It's a win-win situation. Mm. Michael Penix goes down, Kirk Cousins comes in, and we still winning 10-plus games this season.
Mm. That's how I feel.
I mean, we were on pace for 10 or more games last year when obviously things happened that we never saw coming down the road. And because of the hesitance to upset Kirk, which I think was a factor, and the fact that they were kind of, you know, the coach told us, look, the Chargers game is the perfect example. I'm not going to throw Penix to the Wolves against a good defensive front in a one-possession game, because even though he's been horrible, Cousins can still summon it up like he did at the end of the Eagles game and get the win. That's the mindset why it took so long to make the switch. The Raider game was just, you can't deny it anymore.
No, and you could have done it there. We ultimately got the win. But, you know, I had this argument with various people about the timing of it.
Right.
Like, there's never a great time. If somebody gets injured in a game, you're going to do what you got to do. But there's never a great time to throw the rookie to the Wolves, and you're not doing it. By the way, Chargers came in here. They were number one defense in the league at that time. They were giving up like 16 points a game. And so you just weren't going to do it at that time. But, man, it worked out the way it did. Ricky wants to join the conversation in Union City. Ricky, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
How you guys doing?
Good,
hey, man.
Okay, so with Cousins and Penix, so my question is, or my fear is, I don't know how long of a rope Penix really has, because the issue is this. We know how long it's been since we've been to the playoffs as a franchise, and we live in a society now where we have to have quarterbacks that we are for sure we can hand over our franchise to. Now, Penix, I just want to know, I guess, from you guys, legitimately speaking, how big of a window does he have? How many seasons does he have before we go, you know what? We might be having to look at drafting a quarterback again in the first round. And so with Cousins, there hasn't been many situations where older quarterbacks have played and got benched or hurt, and they had like some sort of rebirth with the same organization, and then it just turned around, and it's like, oh, this is our guy. It just didn't work the first time. So I just think with Cousins, he's like a bargaining chip at this point, but I don't see him giving us any real serious value going forward. But my question is about Penix, and how much of a window do you think he has?
Okay, good question. Appreciate you listening.
I mean, I look, Penix is their starting quarterback. All the chips are on Penix. They're gonna ride and die with Penix. And I think it would take some, as we said, some unbelievably unforeseeable circumstances to see Michael Penix Jr. ever getting benched this year. So I don't think that's even a possibility. I mean, look, Elway he got benched for DeBerg early in his career, but that he was, to your point, he wasn't a veteran.
Different
story. You know, Kurt Warner got benched many times in his career, bounced back and got better. So that's about the only guy you could compare it to. It'd be Kurt Warner at different stages in his career, different stops in his career, and he was able to come back and, you know, and leave, for instance, the Cardinals. And how well he did with them, take him to a Super Bowl.
The window for me is 3 years. And I say that because it ain't going to take that long. It's not going to take long for you to realize this season the guy's got it. But 3 years is when teams start thinking about, we might need to do this again. And that's a long time from now. We're talking about three games last season, and he's going to start his fourth NFL game the first week of the season. Right. So when you say a window, and remember, he's a top 10 pick. The last time this organization had a top 10 quarterback.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quarterback pick was a guy named Matt Ryan. You don't give up on guys that quickly.
They're not.
The window is wide open.
Yeah, they're not going to. And guys, if we go back to last season, remember, Kaepernick came in for Alex Smith when he got hurt, and then Shanahan Or back then, it was never gave the job back.
Who
was
Harbaugh.
It? Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh never gave the job back. So, I mean, you can lose a job to injury in the NFL. They just weren't prepared. They weren't ready to have Penix take over last year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.